Aya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Jaya Gopijana Ballabha Kiribara Dhari Jaya Jaya Gopijana Ballabha Kiribara Dhari Jaya Nasaura Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Nasaura Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamunati Ravanatari Jamunati Ravanatari Jamunati Ravanatari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pari Brajkachar Jastataras Shishi Mare Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lila Bhavishta Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pari Brajkachar Jastataras Shishi Ma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namachar Jai Rastakur Ki Prem Jika Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Radha Krishna Gop Kavina Shramakun Radha Kun Vivita Vidhan Matur Vindavan Dham Ki Mahabhinavid Dham Ki Jaganapuri Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vind Glory some of the devotees, all glory some of the devotees, all glory Shri Guru and Gauranga Paramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayana Namaskritya Naran Chaiva Narottama Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tojamudiraye Okay. Pitaṃ sukhe pṛtunitam vini vish Porantya Kanchali Bhivishutaya Vanamalayacha Kanchali Bhivishutaya Vanamalayacha Balgulpakoshtavalayam vinita sutam chai. Vinyasta hasta mitarena dunanam abjam. Pitam suke pitunitam vini visparantya. Kanchali bibishutaya vanamalaya cha. Balgul prakosta balayam vinata sutamse. Vinyasta hasta mitarena dunanam abjam. Pitam suke pitunitam bani visparantya. Kanchali bibishutaya vanamalaya cha. Balgu prakosta balayam vinata sutam se. Vinyasta hasta mitarena dunanam abjam. So here we are, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Verse 40. Translation, or word for word. Pita amsuke, covered with yellow cloth. Pitu nitambani, on his large hips. Visparantya, shining brightly. Kancha, with a girdle, alibhi, by the bees, vishuttaya, humming, banamalaya, with a garland of fresh flowers, cha, and balgu, lovely, prakoshta, wrists, valayam, bracelets, binata sutta, of Garuda, the son of Binata, angse, on the shoulder, vinyasta, rested, hastam, one hand, itarina, with another hand, dunanam, being twirled, abjam, a lotus flower. Translation. He was adorned with a girdle that shone brightly on the yellow cloth covering his large hips, and he wore a garland of fresh flowers, which was distinguished by humming bees. His lovely wrists were graced with bracelets, and he rested one of his hands on the shoulder of Garuda, his carrier, and twirled a lotus with another hand. Purport. Here is a full description of the personality of Godhead as personally experienced by the sages. The Lord's personal body was covered with yellow robes, and his waist was thin. In Vaikuntha, whenever there is a flower garland on the chest of the personality of Godhead or any one of his associates, it is described that the humming bees are there. All these features were very beautiful and attractive for the devotees. One of the Lord's hands rested on his carrier, Garuda, and another hand he twirled a lotus flower. These are the personal characteristics of the personality of Godhead Narayana. Om Hagyan Tamarandasya Gananjana Salaka Chakshunamaditang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manavbhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakatam Mayam Dadati Subhatantikam Bandehang Shri Garo Shri Yutabhata Kamalam Shri Garo Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sarakujatam Sahagana Vragana Tam 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 Sajivam Sattvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Vishakamitamscha Kipa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitpananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pitam sukei pitunitam bani vishparantya kanchali bivashutaya vanamalaya cha balgu prakoshta valayam vinata sutam se vinyasta hastamitarena dunanam abjam. He was adorned with a girdle that shone brightly on the yellow cloth covering his large hips, and he wore a garland of fresh flowers which was distinguished by humming bees. His lovely wrists were graced with bracelets, and he rested one of his hands on the shoulder of Garuda, his carrier, and twirled a lotus with another hand. Hare Krishna. So this was the appearance of Vishnu here in Vaikuntha, or by the gates of Vaikuntha. And Prabhupada here mentions whenever, it says here, there is a flower garland on the chest of the personality of God or one of his associates. It is described, the humming of the bees are there. Certain things are repeated throughout the Shastra descriptions of Krishna, but nitya, navana, vayamano, these descriptions are avitripta. One doesn't become tired, or his thirst is never quenched. Vayam tu navitripyam uttama shloka liya. Even in first canto, the sages are talking to Suta Goswami that we never tire. Even the Bhagavatam had just started, but they wanted to encourage him that don't
think that we're tiring of hearing of this, because it's always svadu, svaru, pade, pade. It's very tasteful. A svadayam. Described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives a taste to his followers. Somebody left their phone hanging from the somewhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, it describes adikshayat. He was initiating his followers into prema. So we're also not excluded that all these nectar flowing in various rivulets describe Krishna Kirtana Gana Patojani Braji Sad Bhaktavali Hansa Chakra Marupa. Marupa means the bees. So devotees are also like bees that are described here. Marupa. They take the nectar. Although everyone knows there's two types of bees sometimes described. That the bee that is Brahmara, he's going here and there taking nectar. He doesn't get captured. Other bees they call, I think, Makshika. And these, they linger too long. And they become captured sometimes by a man-eating flower or a bee-eating flower. Somehow they're captured. So the sadhus are also enjoined, like sannyasis. They begin by Bahudak, you know, they go many places, Paribrajakacharya and then Paramahansa. One should not artificially jump, Prabhupada said, to Paramahansa stage of the Marupa, or this bee that is wandering. The bee, they begin by the four stages. Very, I think, scientific program given. Although the nectar is there, one cannot artificially take that nectar. It has to become like the, to this level of the bee. And it's described many places. The bee, Prabhupada says, hundreds of verses describing Krishna's form. Pitambara, here it says, Pitang Truke. So Pita is the yellow. And here's the word, familiar word, sort of familiar. Prabhupada calls it the girdle. But it really describes, in the West we think of a girdle as something not so fantastic, you know, like fat people might wear a girdle to pull in their fat. But this is not the description of Krishna. This type of girdle is jeweled, golden, fantastic, sometimes flower girdle. And the word here used is kanchi. Kanchi, anyone who's been to Vishnu Kanchi, Shiva Kanchi, it's named after this girdle of Krishna. There's a backstory. What is the backstory? Anyway, there's a backstory why it's called Kanchipuram, his name. But so this word Kanchi, but probably using the word girdle. But our association in America or in the West of girdle, not so, you know, ecstatic. But this type of girdle is very ecstatic. So when Rupa Goswami was speaking his Vidagdha Madhava and then Lalita Madhava, he had been composing these two books, appears simultaneously, but sometimes the date is given. One was finished and then another was finished. So first he was going to do one big book, and then he had a dream. Satyabhama told him, by the way, was it Satyabhama? Yeah, he was in Satyabhamapur. So she said, I need a special book for the Dwarka Leela and for the Vrindavan Leela. So they composed like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knew, of course he knows everything, but he wanted to introduce Rupa Goswami. You can read this in Ancha Leela, very wonderful pastime. There's many ecstatic pastimes in Chaitanya-rita. I mean, it's hard to find one that's not, but it might, you know, we might find one. But in this ecstatic pastime, Rupa Goswami had composed some verses, and so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, oh, you're composing so many verses. He knew, So he, Rupa Goswami came before the assembly with Ramananda Roy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Boma, and Swarup Damodar, very highly elevated, most highly elevated personalities in the world, really. And so they asked him, especially Ramananda Roy was a super expert. He had his play, Jagannath Balabhadrata, and other things he has composed. So Mahaprabhu indicated he should question. It's described examining Rupa Goswami, and he was also pariksha, examining the other devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very lenient and ecstatic, but he's also examining us. So he wanted to see the reactions of the various devotees, how they are, if there's any trace of material envy or some type of, we don't know what he's looking, but he. So therefore, he had Ramananda Roy asking these questions. Tell us how you have begun your play. You know, there's so many types of play. According to Sahitya Darpana, one has to be, so, if you see Sahitya Darpana, very expert. And Mahaprabhu is reciting the Sahitya Darpana, Yakkomara Hara, while in the parade of Jagannath parade, you know, the Ratyatra. So he, especially one verse, several verses, he was speaking again and again. But for most people, even if they were a pandit, knowing Sanskrit and Sahitya Darpana, they would think, what is this sannyasi speaking this verse? This is a strange verse. If he knew the verse, Yakkomara, Veta Rodasi, the last line describes how it just sounds like a mundane lovers, and they're meeting on a river called the Vaitasi, and they want to reunite like that. But Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy because this is piquing his ecstasy thinking of Radharani. But others outside people, they don't know that. So later on, Rupa Goswami is describing that verse. And Chaitanya was so ecstatic, so therefore he unfolded, and now they're having a meeting with Ramananda Roy and all the great pandits, Sarvabhauma, Bhattacharya. And so Ramananda Roy is asking him to recite some of his verses. Please recite. And so therefore he started to recite different verses. You can read in Anchalila, chapter 1. So several times the B example is used. Vrindavanam divyalata paritam latashta pushpaspurita grabaja pushpani chaspita madhuvritani madhuvritascha shruti hari gita. This sloka, when you see it written, well, when you hear it, if you're an expert, most of us are not expert enough, but at least we can see that in the first line there's a word, Vrindavanam divyalata paritam, describing that in Vrindavan there's so many creepers, and on the creepers, Vrindavan Lata, the creepers, Vrindavan Lata, Paritam, Latash. Then again, in the next line, he uses the word from the first line. And then in the second line, he has a word. And then he puts it in the third line. In the third line, he uses the word in the fourth line. And not just uses it, but so ecstatically, then your mind is completely blown, as they say. Rupa Goswami was so expert. Therefore, he was able to speak in front of these great, and he was very humble. So humble, he wouldn't sit. He was sitting lower. They were sitting a little higher. They said, "No, you sit here." No, I cannot sit there like that. He said, "Every word that I'm speaking in front of Ramananda Roy is just like a wave in an ocean of defiance or like offense." In a way, he was thinking that he's very offensive. And I cannot speak in front of Ramananda Roy and all these great persons like that. But they were all so ecstatic to hear, they kept encouraging him. Nija pranitam shudam udiyam. There's one verse that he quoted from the beginning of Lita Madhava. Then Mahaprabhu feigned anger. He said, "Why have you put this? You have so much nectar. Why did you put this verse there? Everyone will joke about it." Because he was glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nija Panitam Shudam Ubdiyan Yakshito, that on the surface of the earth now, Mahaprabhu, Sachi Sutta Kya, he has appeared, and his appearance is so Vasikrita Jagan Mana, Kimapi Sharma Vanashya too, that just by his appearance, just by hearing about him, Salunchitatamast, all the ignorance of the planet is dissipated like that. So, but the way he said it, I mean, we can all say, Mahaprabhu dissipated, it sounds great. But when Rupa Goswami is speaking in perfect, perfect poetic Sanskrit, then it's a very wonderful thing. So all we have to do is bring our bee of our minds there, because we're speaking here of the bumblebee, so actually Kaviraj Goswami talks about that. Bring the bee of your mind. He's talking to the Mayavadis also. Krishna Chaitanya Doya Koroho Bichar. You like to think a lot. Everyone has their mind. Go Gyanamatam. He has a verse there that Goswami, that everyone is mad in this material world just by thinking, constantly thinking, thinking, thinking. So bring your minds to the pastimes, to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You like mind is going everywhere, but the mind should be like this bumblebee simply taking nectar. So he says like that. Salunchita tamastatir means a mass of tamagun. Therefore he says, mamasachi sutta vasikata jaganmana. Vasikata jaganmana means to control the minds of the world by hearing, thinking of chintitam chintitam bhaktas chaitanya charitam. But thinking of these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the whole world's minds. That's why Prabhupada translated Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we distribute. Of course, the people are usually just maybe at the level of to try to read some Bhagavad Gita, but still they can get. Sometimes it takes years to understand and relish it. But bring the mind, that's what Kaviraj Goswami says. Krishna Chaitanya Doya, to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this way through the mind becomes like the bumblebee. So these bumblebees are described by Rupa Goswami. Vrindavanam, in Vrindavan, Vrindavanam Dibyalata, divine, Dibyalata, Paritam Latascha Pushpas, Puritagrabhaja, Pushpani, Chasmita Madhu Vritani, Madhu Vritascha Shruti Hari Gita. So he's describing there's the flowers, they're growing on these wonderful creepers. And around those flowers, not only the garlands, of course, but these bees, Shruti Hari Gita, Madhuvratascha Shruti Hari Gita, that they're singing Gita of these is much superior to the Vedas, anything in the Vedas. If you hear the bees, so these bees, so the similar description is here in Vaikuntha that is given in Vrindavan. And also the color is shyamam, similar color of Krishna. It's not, Vishnu has so many qualities like Krishna. Krishna has the 64 and Vishnu has 60, but still so many qualities that there's overlap. Of course, when there's so many songs in the 10th canto that we're meant to study, which it takes time to understand the enough to bring our minds there, like this Brahmara Gita in 1043. Uddhava had come to Vrindavan, and at the same time there was a bee, and Radharani was seeing this bee floating around making this sound. She was speaking about not 10 verses, I think, with the bee. And so the verses are transcendentally ecstatic. Each verse is almost completely different, because Vishwanath Chakravarti describes from Ujjvala Nilamani in the purports there that these ecstatic speaking of Radharani, she starts off Kitava Bando, Madhupa, she addresses the bee, you're a Kitava, you're the friend of the biggest cheater. You are also must be a cheater, because Krishna has cheated us. He's gone out of Vrindavan, now has his other lovers. And now you have the audacity. She's speaking to the bee as though he were Krishna also, simultaneously. He's the bee, but he's Krishna. She's taking him as the messenger in ecstasy from Krishna. So she's first thing she says, Kitava. Right? Like we hear Dharma Projita Kaitava. We kick out all cheating, but she's calling Krishna the supreme cheater like that. So as she's speaking, unfolding, there's five types of prajalpa There's Pratijalpa, I can't name all of them, but each one is said to be a different type, and different gopis are speaking also. I'm not sure about the gopis, but each one describes these 10 types of madness speaking. So when we speak Prajalpa, it's a little different than they speak in Goloka Vrindavan or Radharani speaking. But so each one is a subtle, one is, for instance, envy, one is jealousy and defiance, no. So they seem contradictory because at one hand, Radharani speaking to the bumblebee, appealing to Krishna, like, how you can get such love that you had from us gopis, you know? And then in another ecstatic mood, she's saying that we're very insignificant. You're with the queens of, in Mathura, these great ladies of Mathura, and you have much superior now. And then she's going from one mood to another, just like the bee goes, like, hovering around. So this is, and all, and these pastimes have also been embellished by various acharyas in their writings about the bee. So Pramada Rasa Taranga, Rasa Ganda Stalaya, another Rupa Goswami's verse, he's describing how Radharani's face and the smiling of her face defeats all the lotuses, and her eyes are like bees, and also her smiling. Hridayam idam adakshit pakshmalakshakataksha. By her wonderful eyes and eyelashes, that this, she, as he describes the bees, hridayam idam adakshit, his heart, Krishna is speaking, but Rupa Goswami's channeling, we could say Krishna, speaking as Krishna in this conversation. So Krishna's praising Radharani that hridayam idam adakshit, dakshit means has bitten this bee of Radharani's smile has bitten the whorl of my heart. So, I mean, you can't really think of such ecstatic poetry, you know, that Rupa Goswami is not just speaking it in some English or something, but if we can say it in English, it also sounds ecstatic. But in the Sanskrit, it's completely perfect. Hridayam idam adakshit pakshmalakshakataksha. That means the eyelashes, pakshmalakshakataksha, her eyes are described in detail, like also like bumblebees. So we're meant to become like these bees, not the bees that become entangled in this material world by staying too long. We've seen that in our own experience over the so many years that although one tries to become like the Paramahansa bumblebee, the Prabhupada had warned, don't try to become a bigger Paramahansa than your guru. Especially he wrote one letter to Gopi Janavallabha. We've heard that many times. There was some complaint that people were not attending the classes or something like that. Something like that. Small thing, not attending, not hearing. But we should hear, whether it's in the class or somewhere, reading the books. So Prabhupada said, I am attending. We heard it the other day. Somebody read that letter. I am attending my disciples. Can you imagine? I mean, well, not can we imagine, but Prabhupada very humbly listening to others' classes, his own disciples, they weren't so learned, you know, like Sajataya Snigdei, we heard this at Saturday's class. Snigdei, Saru, Svatovare, one should associate. I mean, the Prabhupada, he took some advantage of when he would go to Mayapur, he would, very infrequently, but he had lived with Sridhar Maharaj's godbrother, but he liked actually Sridhar Maharaj's more like the level of Prabhupada that he probably would hear from him, not from one of his disciples. You know, Sridhar Maharaj, if you read, he's quoting so many shlokas like that. And many of Prabhupada's sannyas godbrothers, they're quoting. This is like something that would be in the, but Prabhupada was listening humbly to his own disciples. So therefore, described there, we should encourage one another, right? That described in the 11th canto, that one should hear and encourage Shatam Prasanga Mama Virya Sambhido. Kapila Dev saying also, Shatam Prasanga Mama Virya Sambhido Bhavante Hrit Kana Rasak. It's rasa, nectar for the ear. It's the nectar to hear. And when the devotees get together, the sadhus, then everything becomes much more enlivening. On our own, on chanting, we were also chanting. Prabhupada said I could chant by myself, but he felt to spread this chanting, and everyone becomes ecstatic. Right? And that song Narad Muni Prabhupada is describing, the whole universe, Vishva, becomes ecstatic. Mahaprabhu was also described himself like a bumblebee running out. I mean, devotees could not even find him at one point. And many of these verses are quoted in 19, the end of the Anchalila also, that Shyamam, here is described also that Malaya, Vanamalaya means the garland of fresh flowers. Alola Chandra Kalasad Vanamal Yavamsi in the Brahma Samhita, right? So many verses. Probably in one, some kind in the conversations he would quote four or five in a row. And many times there's many versions of Prabhupada chanting this. Alola Chandra Kalasad Vanamal Yavamsi. What's the rest? Huh? Ratnangadam pranay keli kala vilasam shamam chibangalavita niyata prakasham. Is that the verse? Alola chandra kalasar vanamalya vamsi. There's a beautiful locket, some golden jewelry hanging, and the garland is also, so in many descriptions there are of this vanamalya vamsi. It's considered very ecstatic. There's that verse in Chaitanya-charamrita that take a garland of the holy name, and that Mahaprabhu has taken a garland and placed it. How does that go, the Bengali? A. What? Achandale? Yeah. Seidvari Achandale. Yes, Sanchari. So he's. Mala Japi. So what's the translation? He has put a mala. Right. It says achandali, that means down to the chandalas, right? Beginning from everybody, he put this garland. And that garland is meant for attracting our minds to become like Krishna Kirtanaga. We quoted this verse, it's also from. Which it's a bit, it's in Ancha 2 or something. Kaviraj Goswami's Krishna Kirtana Gananatana Patojani Brajita Sad Bhaktavali Hangsa Chakra Marupa, the Marupa, that this Hare Krishna movement, or especially in its highest, purest form, taken up, is like the flow of the Ganga, that we, and the devotees are like the chakra. Birds, what are they called? Chakravak birds, and the bees and swans. And so Kaviraj Goswami is given a very wonderful verse like that. And Chakra Marupa Shreni Vaharaspadam. And they want to always remain with the swan-like devotees in this abode. And in the purport, Prabhupada talks about in the materialist, they cannot take this up, unfortunately. Therefore, they're screaming and crying in all these assemblies, just uselessly. You have political and yelling and screaming and bombing, and not just yelling and screaming, shooting, bombing, killing like that. They cannot take the nectar, because they're impure, unfortunately. So one wants to become pure, Chaitra Dharpana Marjana Bhav Mahadura, and get out of this flaming, blazing material world. Bhava Mahadavagni. Samsara Dava Nalali. It's a flame. We don't know how it starts, but it's going on. We should extricate ourselves. The acharyas are telling us. So therefore, Krishna's Kaviraj is giving so many ecstatic verses like that. And describing that these devotees are like the bees also. Marupa. So we should become those bees. We not like flies also. Often we're like flies going. Material world means they're like flies. There's a pastime where Mahaprabhu came from Vrindavan with Balabha Bhattacharya. He was so ecstatic that he was in a boat, a small boat, I think, and then he fell into the Jamuna, right? And they were worried that the Lord is drowning. They took him out somehow. And finally then Balabha thought, oh, he, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, he cannot stay in Vrindavan. He'll drown in the Ganga. Something happened. So he brought him to Prayag, and he lived in one village, a Dailagram. So, and also in the Dailagram, many, many people came. Oh, Chaitanya is here. Let us see him. Let us see him. So the big crowds came there also. And they all wanted to invite. He said, no, no, you cannot come. So then he brought him, and then he met with Rupa Goswami. But meanwhile, there's one great pundit devotee, that Raghupati Upadhyaya. So when he came there, Mahaprabhu said he knew him to be a great scholar, a pundit, and he could compose Sanskrit verses. So he asked him, please, tell me, what is your idea? What is the best form of Krishna? Shyamameva Param Rupam. So he gave the Shyamameva as Shyam Sundaram, Yam Shyam Sundaram, Achintya Guna Swarupam. And then he, in the same verse, Shyamameva Purimaru Parivara. He said in the same verse, it's actually in the Padyavali, and it's in Chaitanya Charita also. Shyamameva Param Rupam Purimaru Parivara. Then Vayu Kaishurakam. What? Vayu. Yeah, so Mahaprabhu was asking him, even after he heard the verse, again and again he was reciting it. The best form of Krishna is the Shyam Sundarama Chintyagun. Although it's inconceivable by the mundane mind, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavidgrayaninde. And the best place is Marupuri, Mathura. Of course, Vrindavan is part of that. And the best age is this youthful age of Krishna. Yam Shyama Sundaram Chintyagun. So Shyamameva Param Rupam Puri Marupuri Vara. Vayu Kaisharakam Vayam. And Aja Eva Paro, he saw. He said, of all the moods, all the rasas, what is the best? He said this, Adi Rasa means conjugal rasa. Of course, in another verse, Yasya Landi Param Brahma, he described, there were three verses. One of them he described that Bharatamanye, how people are worship the Mahabharat. What's the other one? Yes, anyway, he said, many people are fearful, therefore they chant Vedics, like that. But he said, as for me, I simply meditating on Nanda, what is it? The son of Nanda Maharaj, who's crawling. He's the Param Brahma, but he's crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So that means also this. This ras, crawling means that he's a boy also. So, and then the third verse, that Raghupati was speaking, very ecstatic verse, Kim Prati, I can't recite it, I can't remember. What shall I say? He said, what should I say that the Supreme Personality of God is hunting the gopis in the forest of Vrindavan? It's like, is he hunting them or they're hunting him also? So anyway, we'll stop here. Any comments, please? He can't decide, so nobody's getting the microphone.
I was thinking of the, you know, the garland and how potent the garland of the Lord is. Like I met one young man who was, he came here quite a few times, and the way he came was that he saw Radha Damodar brings garlands to the library, and they'll hang it on something. So he saw the garland, he was like, where did this come from? And they told him, and then he came to the temple. So just how amazingly potent they are.
And that's not even fresh garlands, they're like 3-4 days old.
Yeah, but the potency of being one with the Lord is there. And I also wanted to ask a question about the conversation you were having, talking about that Radharani was talking with the bumblebee. So is that at the near the end of the conversation, then she's all upset that the bee is going to tell Krishna some of the things she said, and then she's worried that he's going to be upset with her.
Right, that's one of these moods of mad speaking. I mean, we're also speaking madly, but not that type of madly. Pisachi Pali Yena Mati Chana Hoy, that Jagannanda Pandit is given the famous verse that everyone in the material world is speaking like a ghostly haunted madman, but actually they're not spiritually mad. Mati Chana, rather they are cracked. Their head is, mind is cracked. Mati Chana Hoy, yeah.
Thank you for your nectarian class. Prabhu, when Lord Narayan came out, Garuda was there? They're all in the palace?
Yeah, I didn't talk about Garuda, but I don't know that much about Garuda. But his name is given there. And
well, he said his hand was resting, wasn't it?
His hand was resting on Garuda.
So that means he came out from the palace.
And he had one hand twirling a lotus.
Yeah. So they're all with him at all time?
Huh?
I mean, Garuda was with him in the palace.
Yeah, didn't you see it? Where were you?
Sleeping.
They were out. Yeah, I mean, he can summon Garuda anytime. I guess Garuda's in Vaikuntha. We don't know what Garuda, there he is too. He's here.
You were saying about Kanchi.
Yeah, can you know the backstory? No, maybe they know. What happened to, he probably knows it. Pundarivajani, he's gone. But, you know, I think it has something to do with different parts of the Lord's paraphernalia, but we can look it up in a second. They probably tell you on Google. Yes?
You said this is why Srila Prabhupada translated the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is the why?
So that people's minds could become like bees and transform by reading this nectar. I mean, in the beginning, if we read Chaitanya and we're not familiar with the language, we don't relish it. But the more you read it, then the more it increases. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam vidasvardhanam.
Yeah, I remember.
The more you become familiar with it, becomes increasing. It shouldn't become boring and dry. Prabhupada actually was laughing. If I invite people that hear about God, they think it's very dry, and Prabhupada was like laughing. It's a lecture in Second Avenue. He thought that was so funny. Their lives are so miserable, but this nectar they're taking is dry.
I remember when I was composing the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Los Angeles in the, you know, through the night, and then Mangalarti's coming, so I couldn't help it, but I had to extract a paragraph or something to share with somebody every morning. I don't know how I did that, because we were, you know, typesetting it. And
maybe, oh, you mean a piece of paper?
Yeah,
oh.
Somehow.
Maybe there was one you cut off.
It was so nectar.
You didn't have to cut, right? You just composed.
No,
there were people who used to cut pieces.
Yeah, but
those are the old days. You can hardly imagine, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow or other. Pundarik, you know anything about the backstory of Kanchi? You know any backstories of Garuda besides Vinaya, the mother and father, and Kashyapa or Muni? Okay, so any other controversies?
I'm just curious, I misunderstood Mother Radha figures. So did you say Prabhupada started Chaitanya Charitamrita, put on hold on the Bhagavatam because of that?
No, I didn't say that, but that's true though. He decided.
Can you
to
say
do,
it again? I
didn't say it today, but I've heard that. I mean, we were there. I mean, he was doing Bhagavatam up to fourth canto, and then he was a morning walk, and he said, "You are so far behind all my books," and they were like, "Oh, Prabhupada, we could do a book every 2 months." He said, "No, you'll do 17 books in 2 months," and then Ramachandran Radhabala were like, "Oh." Oh, Prabhupada, it's impossible, impossible. I said, no, that impossible word is only in the fool's dictionary. So, but he did put the Bhagavatam on hold. I mean, it's a fact. And then he put out Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he had put out chapter 7 before that. Back in Brooklyn, we had already did chapter 7 because it was so important. Adilila chapter 7, because he, Mahaprabhu defeating the Mayavadis, he considered this very, very important. Five samvad, right, in Chaitanya-mrita, one of this Prakashananda. Although Prakashananda doesn't say much, does he? No, we don't hear much. Mahaprabhu is speaking. Ramananda Samvad, Rupa, Sanatan, and Ramananda Roy. Ramananda is very important. He's speaking. Prakashananda, he's saying a few humble things. Even his disciples may be speaking. Juraya Nayan, when we see you as such nectar, when we hear your voice, I say a few things. But you explain to us, why is it you're like a sentimentalist? Sannyasi is simply supposed to study Vedanta, all the shastras that we know here, that this and singing and dancing, musical instrument, these three things are forbidden by sannyasi. For sannyasi, nothing to do with that. No. Namo narayana bhavet. What is it? Danda grahena matrena namo narayana. If you get danda, then you are narayan. Mahaprabhu said, no, we're not narayan. You're not narayan, especially. I might be narayan. Mahaprabhu was saying, he's Narayan. So he fooled them. They came in very humbly, sitting by the entranceway. And when they came there, they said, oh, what are you doing? Ihan, Aisho, oh, don't sit there. Like, this. What's the matter? Something, Kim Asfadan, right? What's that word? The lamentation. They thought, this sannyasi is lamenting or something's wrong with him. You know what? And Sarvabhauma, when he was instructing Mahaprabhu, the first thing he said, why do you want to be a sannyasi? They're the most puffed up guys. So they have no idea about humility, actually. But when they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Maha Tejo Prakash, they saw that he was glowing, it says here, brilliant, but he was so brilliant, like 10 million suns, Koti. So then they thought, whoa. They talk about Brahman and all this, but then they see Mahaprabhu's effulgence. Oh, because Mahaprabhu, he didn't always exhibit. He's sometimes acting very, he can go incognito, walk in the street, he will not know that he's behind you or something. Or he can glow like 10 million suns. Sometimes he's described, Chaitanya Chandramrita, he's shrinking small, skinny, and then the next moment he may be huge. Or he's withdrawing his limbs like a tortoise. Sometimes he's extending his limbs, being captured by the fishermen. Okay, anything else? Jai.
One quick thing. When did Prabhupada bring out the Krishna book? When, you know, he stopped, you were saying that he stopped the fourth canto to write the CC.
Krishna book is a famous story how...
No, but when, at
1970,
what stage?
Brahmananda went to Japan, got the Krishna book, then he came back and gave it to Prabhupada. He just...
But what stage
the
of
the man
Prabhupada?
Came out, the big limousine came out to the airport, last minute.
Yeah.
And Brahmananda was depressed. He thought, I won't get these books. But then he was flying to San Francisco, Rath Yatra, and they got out in a fancy limousine and handed him two boxes or...
No, my question is, what stage of the Bhagavatam, how much, what did he...
Fourth canto.
Yeah, what canto?
Fourth canto.
Oh, fourth canto. So this was also fourth canto. CC was also fourth canto.
What do you mean, also fourth canto? Fourth canto came out, and he put a Bhagavatam on hold. Then he did CC. He already did Adi 1 and Madhya 1.
Oh. Okay. And then when did he work
the
on
the two
Krishna?
Were out, right? So when we have a 17-volume marathon, it means 15 books rather than 17 of CC, and two books were fifth canto, one and two. Four was done. Huh?
When did the Krishna book?
It came right after Bhagavad Gita, 1971.
Gita?
After Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book came.
We know that, 1970. We're just talking about the marathon and putting on Bhagavatam on hold after the fourth canto. But Prabhupada had done fifth canto, who knows how much, and he had done the whole CC. So he said, you guys are like way behind, 17 books.
Mother is asking, when did Krishna book come out?
In regards to the Bhagavatam, what canto
There's
was Prabhupada?
Five questions at once here, from my viewpoint. I described the Krishna book came out in 70.
Yeah, and what did Prabhupada stop writing?
After fourth canto, he didn't stop. He had already done fifth. He just didn't come out. He just published. She knows. She worked on it. Give her the mic. I don't want to talk. You talk. Huh?
The Krishna book. That was in 1970
or something. Yes, 70. Yeah, they were coming out from Boston, the little second canto. They were coming out simultaneously.
Yeah.
Great, great mystery.
And the Prabhupada Nectar of Devotion?
Huh?
And the Nectar of Devotion?
Exactly, I can't say. It came out around the same time.
There is a morning walk, because I did a seminar on Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada said, without this book, Bhakti Rasam Nectar Sindhu, nobody can understand what Krishna was. It was very striking, because at that book did not come out.
So what, again, he stopped writing the
Bhagavad. They printed it first in Boston Press. They didn't do many books. What happened, they were too slow, the books would fall apart. So Prabhupada went to Dainapan and get Krishna book done. Like, and Jayananda gave, or George Harrison gave, 5K at least. Because I remember sitting in Hawaii in Maui in 1970, reading Krishna book 1, and then Krishna book 2, and there was a third. They came out later in 70. I moved to LA. And all Krishna book paintings were done when I joined the art department. They were working on Gita paintings. And I didn't get a Gita painting. And one day I did a Prabhupada little, and Jayadwara came into the art room and said, oh, and he just put it on the back cover. So I felt, pretty cool. I didn't get to do a Gita painting, but it in the back cover. All right, anything else?
The Chaitanya Charitamrita, when you hear these poets describe it, so beautiful. Are we losing a lot of the sweetness when it's translated into English?
Said, was it Bhaktivinoda Bhaktivinoda said they will learn Bengali just to read Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes.
Who said it? Bhaktivinoda or Bhaktisiddhanta?
Bhaktivinoda.
Bhaktisiddhanta said. So we are lucky we're too stupid to learn the script. He can do script. But at least we're getting the transliteration. And then if you hear it, you know what it sounds like. That's all it's hearing, right? Shruyatam, Shruyatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We should hear it. That's why it's good to hear people speaking Shastra, not just read it on your own. Reading is okay. But Prabhupada describes in first canto, speaking and hearing is better than just reading. Anyway.